This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The paleo diet is a popular high-protein diet that aims to mimic what our hunter-gatherer ancestors ate. But what we buy at the supermarket doesn't quite approximate those ancient foods. Take, for example, star lily roots. Heard of those?
And taste a bit like yams.
Lynn Wadley is an archaeologist at the University of the Witwatersrand in South Africa. Her team recently discovered the charred remains of star lily roots in South Africa's border cave, hunks of roasted root that date to 170,000 years ago.
And so there's greater glucose availability once the root vegetables are cooked. And they knew that nearly 200,000 years ago, which I think is extraordinary. Or maybe they didn't know the chemistry of it, but they would have realized that they feel far more satisfied after eating a meal that is cooked than eating one that is raw.
It's not easy to identify a charred chunk of ancient food, though. So Wadley's team gathered an array of raw ancient foodstuffs and then roasted and charred them in ovens and campfires. They then did visual comparisons to the ancient sample and observed them both in a scanning electron microscope, which revealed that the charred leftovers from that meal 170,000 years ago were probably chunks of star lily root. Details and photos of those roots are in the journal Science. Wadley says the find also provides a better view of what the ancients ate.
I think the people who assume that the paleo diet is based on protein simply haven't done their homework properly.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.